We'd like to take this time to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana. We'd like to take a moment and thank the altar flower and radio sponsors this week. These beautiful altar flowers are sponsored by Dana Cox in honor of grandson Grayson's second birthday, and the radio sponsor is the same. So thank you, Dana. And we, actually, if you're listening by way of radio, don't touch that dial.
Praise the Lord.
Because we've got a guest speaker here today. His name is Brother Gary Dyer with a message. Speak these words. If you can make it through the special music, you are going to be greatly blessed, because Gary Dyer has a sermon with that same title, I Am Blessed. Here at Trinity United Methodist Church, we strive to be Christ's hands, feet, and heart in our community. We also invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship service at 10 a.m. You can also watch our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. This Saturday, the 19th, is our community meal, baked potato with sloppy joe. I don't think it gets any better than that. Mike with free phones will be here also. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of his kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. And as I said, in a few moments, Pastor Brother Gary Dyer is going to have his message, I Am Blessed. But before that, we've got some special music coming at you from myself, and I'm calling myself Pastor Jimmy P, featuring the Troy Nicholson Orchestra. And we've got a little number picked out for you. It has a very, what do we call that, bluesy, jazzy, funky tune to it, but that it's exceeded only by the message. And the song's title is Bound for the Kingdom. Kick it off there, Uncle Troy.
Amen. For the bound for the kingdom of the free. Headed, you may ask me where I'm bound. Well, I'm going to a country across the sea. And I know I'll have a mansion while Brother Gary wears a crown. 'Cause I'm bound for the kingdom of the free. Oh yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the blessed. Jesus, you'll be coming back for me. There is nothing to compare with the joy we'll experience over there. Amen. Lord, I'm bound. Never die. There'll be endless joy and sorry
there for me. And I know we'll live forever in that city, in a sky. Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the free. Troy Nicholson Orchestra. Yes, I'm bound for the kingdom of the blessed and the free. You gotta love that song. And today's scripture lesson, is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Real simple. I could have memorized this. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. All right, Brother Gary.
Oh, glory to God.
It's all yours.
Man, that's hard to follow.
As Raleigh Casting would say, put the fire in them.
That'd make a dead man get up out there at Riverview and say, that's right, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for Brother Jim. Thank you for just the honor and the privilege to be in this house. God, just to be in this house, to be allowed today to even speak your word. Bless my lips to be anointed and appointed just to speak your word, God. To have the mind of Christ and the heart after you, God, is my desire. To love you today, Jesus, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's all right. Now, I was, in a way, old-timey. I got saved at 30 years old in a Pentecostal church. I said that one time, everybody went, don't let that scare you. I'm Pentecostal by birth, but I'm Christian by example. Is anybody with me? Come on. Amen. You heard the singing. You can shout during the word also. Now he said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now the world is full of foolishness, but if you get hungry, what will you go after? You'll go after something, won't you? Come on, somebody. Talk to me. You get thirsty, you'll go after something. I know when I was overseas, I got hungry and I got thirsty. I'm not talking about going downtown and getting a drink of water. I'm talking about going to a ditch and moving the leaves back away and then getting the cleanest, dirty water I could find to get a drink. Everybody says, oh boy, hallelujah. But I was hungry and thirsty, but also in that time, I got hungry and thirsty for God. Now, my prayer life began with Mama saying 8:30 every night, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. It began there. Mama sowed seed, so I'm sowing seed today. People said I've been a pastor, or you're this or that. I'm an evangelist in a way, because I'm blessed. Now everybody say with me, mobile tabernacle. You are a mobile tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. Because when you see me at Walmart, You might hear, "Praise the Lord, how you doing?" Some people go, "Oh, there he comes again." Well, you know, I don't care anymore because I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say with me, "I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed." Now say it like you mean it. I am blessed. Yes, amen. I am blessed, amen. Somebody said, "How are you?" I could write you a book on what's wrong, but I'm telling you, I am blessed to be here today. God has kept me alive for 76 years through unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable stuff, but it is believable. So did anybody remember last week we talked the power of God's Word, the power of God's Word? You remember that? So it's not just the preacher, but it's you. That makes sense. So if you're a mobile tabernacle, when you see people, hopefully they see Jesus in your vacation Bible school. You are sowing seeds. Sowing seed. And as the word goes out in John chapter 1, it says, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So when you speak the Word, you're speaking about God. But I want to talk to you today about how blessed we are. In John 3:16, you hear it everywhere. You see it on signs, but it says, "For God so loved the world." Who's the world? We are. You know, he made the dogs and the cats and the trees and the grass and the water and the birds and the fish. And he made all that first, didn't he? And then he said, "Well, I'll just make a man." He made a guy out of the dirt he created. I was doing a funeral one day, and I said, "Well, you're just an old dirt ball." And that lady said, "I'm not a dirt ball." Right in the graveyard. I said, "Yes, you are." She said, "No, I'm not." Well, I know you was born a mom and dad, but from the first man was created from dirt. Anybody with me? Don't go sleep on me. From dirt. Amen. Glory to God. And out of that, he made a woman to be a helpmate, not a slave, but a helpmate. So I'm blessed today because God blessed me with a wife that got up and ironed my shirt today, ironed my jacket. I said, "It's all right. You don't have to do that." "Yes, I do." So she cares enough about, I guess, what I look like. Thank you, Lord. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That should be enough right there to say, "I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus." First thing this morning, I got up and I said, "Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, Lord." 5:30, I was up at 2:30, but then 5:30. So I went to the bathroom. My wife has music at the back door. And I sat down at the bathroom and I heard the music. "I love you, Lord, more than anything. I love you, Lord." I got to laugh. I said, "She's got music at the back door." Yes, faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing. And hearing, faith cometh by hearing, by the word of God. And how can you hear unless you have a preacher? Some people said, "Well, he speaks too long, he's too old, he's too loud." I don't care anymore. I'm sowing seed wherever I go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. John 3:17 said, "For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn you, but that we might be saved." Amen. The Bible said that Jesus died that all men might be saved. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:19 says, "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God." You know, he said, "Love your enemies." It's easy for me to love Mary Ellen. She's my sister. By the way, your coffee cup's back there. I brought it in. You left it at church. That's an announcement. I brought in donuts too, y'all. And cookies? Ooh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, love goes beyond just speaking it. Your pastor sent me, said, pray for me. And I began to pray for her right now that the pain would go away and the swelling would go down. I began to pray now. Now pray. Don't go down the road and then say, oh, I'm supposed to pray for Mary Ellen. Oh, no, I want to pray now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Psalms 36 and 5 said, you love God. Your love for God reaches to the heavens and your faithfulness to the skies. Now, we sing about a while ago. Brother Jim, thank you. I mean, I was about ready to get with it. I thought, well, I better not. They might think I'm a little strange. People do think I'm a little strange. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not your classic professional preacher that just stands up. I don't wear a tie anymore. It was started by a Frenchman. It had nothing to do with church. If you find history out, I went to a service one day and they said, you forgot your tie, Brother Gary. And I said, yes, I did. It's at the house. But I brought the Holy Spirit with me. Is anybody with me? Come on, somebody. When I go to Walmart, the Holy Spirit's in me. Wherever I go, brother, the Holy Spirit's in me. I'm a mobile tabernacle. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, if you knew me before 78, you'd fall on your knees and say, thank God he got saved. Somebody ought to say, thank God he got saved.
Thank God.
I'm telling you, yes. Sis came to my house one day beating on the door. She was crying. I said, Mel, what's wrong? She said, I just thought you was crazy. I was. This world will make you crazy without God. I'm telling you, they taught me how to take life, but God is teaching me how to save lives. I can't save you, but I can give you the words that will lead you to the one that can save you. Today, glory to God. This altar, don't be afraid to come to the altar. No greater love does a man have than to lay down his life for his brother. Is anybody with me today? Love is a scary word, isn't it? They look at me all the time. We have these preachers' meetings. And said, I love you, Brother Gary. And I said, do you really? Yeah. Love is big, isn't it? Now, I love my wife, and she loves me back. She tells me all the time. She says, I love you, Gary. And I'm not the perfect husband, but she loves me. And I believe she would probably give her life for me. I'm telling you, she's called up on me, and she said, you listen, you ain't dying on me. Somebody get with it. Come on, my wife said, you ain't dying on me. You're going to live. She got to speak the word. She got to speak in the word. No weapon formed against you, Gary Dyer, shall prosper, and the tongues that have risen against you, I condemn them. Is anybody with me today? Now, that's real love. Amen. Jesus had real love. Think about that. Man, when I think of it, the last movie I think my wife and I ever went to, we don't go to theaters much, but we went together to see The Passion of the Christ. And people came in with popcorn and Coke. You know how you do. We didn't, but I'm not bragging, but other people came in with popcorn and Coke. And before the movie started, you could hear a clunk, 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 you know, all the noises. But then when the movie was started, it got quiet. And we sat there and watched that movie. By the end of it, we couldn't even leave the theater. Because what Jesus did for us, that he loves you so much. I'm unimportant. Jesus loves everyone in this building so much that he got beaten almost to death, crown of thorns, great big thorns jammed on his head, amen, blood all over, covered by blood, beaten unmercifully, and he did it because he loves old Gary Dyer. I'm amazed today. Thank you, Jesus. Then he had a plan for your life. And Jeremiah 29:11, it said, for I know the plans I have toward you, Mary Ellen. I'm pick on you, you're my sister. I know the plans I have for you, and they're good plans, and not evil, and to good thoughts. I'm thinking about you today, Mary Ellen. I'm thinking good about you today. So see, he loves you, and I say, hey, Okay, a perfect love casts out all fear. I know nobody in this building has fear. Sometimes we do, don't we? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. But in Ephesians chapter 3:18, says that I may be able to comprehend. Think about it. Comprehend with all the saints what is the depth and the breadth and the length and the height of the love of Jesus Christ. Now, his love, brothers and sisters, you can't get over it. You can't get around it. You can't get under it. You got to go through it. He loved me unconditionally. He loved me in Vietnam when I was doing things I didn't want to do, and I'm telling you, I didn't want to do it. He loved me still in Vietnam. Somebody said, well, if you'd have died over there, you'd have been lost. I said, I don't think so. So it ain't up to anybody to tell me if I'm lost or saved, but what happened at 12 years old, I was in the Church of Christ, and the preacher said something that caused me to jump up and run up front, and he said, you want to give your heart to God today? I said, yep. He said, I want to be baptized too. He said, you want to be baptized? I said, yep. So I got baptized by 12, and something got a hold of me. Listen to these words. Something got a hold of me. Thank God, because I didn't automatically just say I'm the greatest, but something began to happen, because when I went overseas, no matter what they taught me, inside of me, brothers and sisters, there was something saying, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take a life. I really don't want to do that. I had lots of gear, but I said, in there it said, don't do that. You don't really want to do that. I had to do things, but does this make sense? And I would cuss over there, and I said, I really didn't want to cuss because Jesus loved me. I didn't realize how much that Jesus loved me. Can I tell you a story a little bit? I know time, man, I don't like that time. I need an hour. I was in the field the other day, and I didn't have enough room for the pork sausage they gave me. It comes in 1-pound packages from Westport, and it's the best sausage you can eat. It'll make you want to go to church. So I had 150 pounds over, so I brought it to the field, the best pork sausage you could have, and people know when they see me in the Freedom Field there, and I'm sitting there with stuff, it's free. And I would hold up a pound of it, people would drive by, and they kept going by and going, you know what, they did not know how good a pork sausage it is. What came to me was it's like the Bible. The Bible's free and it's good. People just don't realize how good it is. If I could jump off of this thing, I'd jump. People don't realize how good the Word of God is. They just pass by and I say, here it is. All you got to do is stop and it's free. People do. And finally one person stopped. What do you got? I said, pork sausage. It's good. I've had it. I've eaten it. And so they took one, and then all of a sudden, the word began to get out that it was free, and people came and began to take the pork sausage. Brother Jim, if they knew how much that Jesus paid a price for us, this place would be full. Harvest would be full. If they just knew the love of Jesus Christ, if I could just get it out as much as he cared. He did not let me die in Vietnam because he said, I cried out, I don't want to die in this hell. He said, okay, somebody get with me. I know it sounds crazy, but man, when you've been shot at, you don't want, I'm just ready to go home. But when I cried out, brother, it was like he was there all the time. And I didn't know it. My buddy's back there. I love that guy on the back. See, it's good to see you, brother. I went to a farmer friend of mine a couple of years ago, and he called me up and he said, look at Jim. Jim's cool, ain't he? He said, Gary, I need rain on my farm. Please come and pray. I thought, well. So I went out there and got in the middle of his farm, right out in the middle, threw the dirt up in the air, and I said, Lord, send rain on my buddy's farm. He needs rain. And dust fell down. I went home. He called me up and he said, Gary, I'm not going to give you his name. He said, it's raining all around my farm, but not on my farm. I said, well, let's try it again. Do you believe? Do you believe that God could send rain? I swallowed my, I said, well, let's try it again. So I went back out there, picked up the dust in the middle of it, threw the dust up in the air, and I said, God, send rain upon this farm. I'm calling rain down in Jesus' name. See, we have the ability to do things we don't realize we have. So I left, and guess what? He called me later, and he said, Gary, it's rain on my farm. I said, well, then thank God. It took twice, but he got rain. Thank God. He became a believer that somebody can touch God and bring rain. Not just the preacher, but you. Point a finger at yourself. You say, I don't believe that. Well, the Bible said if the same Spirit that so raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, quickens your mortal body, you have the same Spirit in you. Not Gary, but the Bible says you have power. Power. I've been to other countries where it seemed so easy to pray for people and they got healed. You know what the difference was? They believed. Because they would come, they had no doctor, they had no pharmacy, they couldn't call up and get medicine delivered. They came believing that if they saw a man with the Bible, they're going to get touched. They're going to get healed. They're going to get saved. Something's going to happen to them. And guess what? It happened in Africa and the Philippines and Mexico. It happened. And people said, why don't it happen here? I don't believe enough. I'm at the place where I'm declaring healing on every organ of my body. When Jesus was on the cross, and he did everything. He shed his blood for you to be saved. He took the stripes on his back for your healing. He did it all. And then what did he do? He said, it's finished. He bowed his head and died. Of course, he rose again. But brothers and sisters, he said, it's finished. And guess who it's up to now? Old Gary Dar. Little Mary Ellen. I hope this is getting through that he loves us so much that he gave us, Brother Gordon, he gave us, Brother, the power. The power for you to walk out on that farm and say, God, I need rain. We were praying for you to get rain. I don't know if you got any out there, but it did rain some, didn't it? Is anybody with me? That's right. Amen, she said. Do you know that the Van Antwerps called me one day? Anybody know that name, Van Antwerps? She called me up one day at the church. She said, I want you and Larry and all of them to come out and pray on the farm. And we're going to have a record harvest. Well, I looked outside. The snow was that deep. Anybody looking? Is everybody looking? Snow was that deep. She said, come and pray. We're going to have a record harvest. I thought, She believed in a record harvest. So there we went. We put on our boots and we started around the farm. In Jesus' name, they're going to have a record harvest. The Van Antwerp farm is going to have a record harvest. All the way around that farm. All the way around the outside of that farm. Stomping through the snow. They're going to have a record harvest in Jesus' name. And guess what happened when harvest came? Can anybody tell me? It was a record. She called me. We got a record harvest. I said, praise the Lord, it works. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just discovering right now that this word and love is so powerful, is so precious, that when he filled me with the Holy Spirit, the first thing that came is love, second joy, and then peace, and then long-suffering, and then gentleness, meekness, kindness, faith and tempered my temper. You can ask sister. I used to have a crazy temper. I mean, when I came back from Vietnam, I drug half of it with me. I just drug it with me like a silly guy. I just drug that thing with me, and I fought it every day. Do you understand that God said, I love you, darn, I'm tired of you. Pow! He stopped me one day. People said, God don't stop you. I said, he did me. He stopped me one day. I left a beer joint on a Friday, crying, suffering. Sunday, I showed up at a church. I didn't care what it said on the door. I don't care what it says on your door. All I want to know is, are you saved? Are you sanctified? Do you love Jesus? That's the only thing that matters. Is your soul ready to meet him in peace? Glory to God. Beer joint to the church house. And then God touched me. Have you ever seen a snowman out there looking big and tall? The next day you look out and say, is he melting? Is he melting? I think a snowman is melting. Within a week, brother, I said, man, I ain't had a cigarette in a week. And on top of that, I ain't took a drink for a week either. What's up? No more pills. Brothers and sisters, my heart is overwhelmed. If you're not receiving nothing today, remember this. Something got a hold of me. And it's the Holy Spirit. I'm no different than you are except for the Holy Spirit of God that got a hold of me. Can I tell you another story? Is it all right? People look at me like, I go to the store every Sunday morning and I get bananas and fruit to take to the class at Harvest. They start at 9. So I go there early and I give everybody a banana. But before I get there, the little lady that works at the checkout at the store, self-checkout, is the same lady there every Sunday. Everybody listen. Every Sunday, same lady. So over a period of weeks, we begin to share about Jesus. She's a believer. Share about families. And she said, well, my husband drinks. My son drinks. So finally I said, listen, we're two or three are gathered together in his name. Can you and I agree together that they're going to be saved? They're going to change? Can you and I agree together? And she said, yes, please. So every Sunday, I'm not lifting me up, but I want to share with you, there's somebody out there waiting on you. Maybe I shouldn't point a finger. Somebody waiting on me. Little did I know that every week, I said, we're praying for your family. I go to church, I don't say names, but I said, we're praying for your family, and this is what I'm praying for. Today, for the first time in quite a while, she said, Gary, my son quit drinking and quit smoking. I said, thank God. Do you see what is important in the love of God? And brother, how is it important for you to speak about Jesus wherever you go? If I didn't speak about Jesus, maybe her son would have never quit drinking. And she said also, she said, my husband is thinking about going to rehab. That don't mean a whole lot maybe to you, but it means something to me. Her life can change dramatically. You understand, your life can change dramatically just by the love of Jesus Christ and speaking his word. I love you, Jesus. Did you love Jim singing? Man, I'll tell you, that made the devil mad. He ran off. He don't mind you going to church, but boy, you get to acting up, he'll say, I'm out of here. Somebody's beginning to believe the word today. I'm leaving. You know, that makes sense, doesn't it? The enemy wants you to just say it and say, well, I wish Gary would shut up. But something got a hold of me. Now I can pray for my brother back there at his farm and believe that something's going to happen. I can pray for you. You can pray for yourself. We can pray for each other. You say, well, it looks impossible. Luke 1:37 says, for with God, nothing is impossible. Everybody say that. For with God, nothing is impossible. Does it say nothing? Read it. Luke 1 and 37. Don't believe the word. Just read it for yourself. It says nothing is impossible. You're looking at a miracle. If you don't believe in miracles, you're looking at one. There's no way I should be alive. And I say that respectfully because the devil has tried to kill me so many times. I said, thank you, Jesus, I'm still here. Somebody said, well, you got this, but I'm still here. I'm still here. Can you say that? I'm still here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I wish I had more time. I got 1,000 things to say about God. Man, if he'd show up on a Vietnam battlefield in the middle of the most intensive battle I was ever in, if he would show up and get a hold of me and help me to get out of there, would he not show up at your house? Sometimes I like to jump. If I was physically able, I'd leap off here and say, thank you, Jesus. He has blessed me so much. The food pantry is full. God is filling it so full. I need a bigger building. I'm asking God for a bigger building. I'm believing for a bigger building. Why? Because we give it away. We give it away. People begin to realize when they see that truck, they say, he's got something to give away. And I tell them, when they say thank you, I say, no, you thank God. You thank God. You thank God. If you got breath in your body, he said, let everything that hath breath praise thee, Lord. I'm past time. I'm sorry. It says in Psalm 63, verse 3, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful for water. I'm done, brother. I'm thankful for water. I could have sold this over in Vietnam. Clean drinking water.